I will now call the General Committee meeting to order. Please note that assistive listening devices for use in the council chambers are available upon request from staff in the clerk's office. Please ensure that all cell phones are turned off or placed on silent. Are there any members of council who wish to disclose a pecuniary interest? Seeing none, I do wish to declare a conflict of interest, having a full understanding of my role and legal responsibilities as a member of the Town of Caledon Council and of the Municipal Conflict of Interest Act. I provide this notice as my formal declaration of conflict of interest on matters dealing with the potential sale of surplus lands owned at 15944 Innes Lake Road, as this property is a neighboring piece of land owned by my father and uncle. As such, I will be declaring a conflict on the delegation by Ms. Mira Budd, resident of the Town of Caledon, regarding notice of motion concerning public meeting request for potential sale of town land, as well as the notice of motion brought forward by Councillor Shaughnessy. Are there any other? Sorry, Councillor Beffert.
Can I just have some clarifications with regard to Knox United Church in Caledon? I'm a member, but I'm not on the board. I'm okay?
Okay. That's your decision.
Thank you.
Okay. The next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. I will read out the title associated with the items on the agenda. Members of General Committee may ask that an item be held so that it can be further discussed. Please indicate your intention to hold an item by pressing your request to speak button. The first person on the list will be given the opportunity to speak to that item first. If an item is not held, the motion is deemed to be approved on consent. No further discussion of the item will take place at the meeting. The recommendation will go forward to Council for our consideration at the next meeting. Staff report 2018-46 regarding revisions to municipal alcohol policy. Seeing none, that's approved upon consent. Staff report 2018-47 regarding proposed all-way stop Torbram Road at Old School Road. Seeing none, approved upon consent. Staff report 2018-9 regarding 2018 property tax rates and levy. Seeing none, approved upon consent. Staff report 2018-43 regarding Alton Cemetery fees for 2018. Item held by Councillor Shaughnessy. Staff report 2018-42 regarding a request from the Knox United Church Cemetery Trustees. Approved upon consent. Staff report 2018-39 regarding noise bylaw exemption request, Caledon East Sewage Pump Station Upgrades, 15897 Airport Road, Ward 3. Seeing none, approved upon consent. Accessibility Advisory Committee report dated April 19th, 2018, held by Mayor Thompson. 2018 Accessibility Award for Business, award recipient. It's approved upon consent. Public Transit Service in Caledon, Accessible Transportation, held by Mayor Thompson. Notices of motion. Public meeting request for potential sale of town loan brought forward by Councillor Shaughnessy, held by Councillor DeBoer. Confidential session, confidential staff report 2018-10 regarding advice that is subject to solicitor-client privilege, including communications necessary for that purpose, small claims court matter between Robert John Ferry and the Corporation of the Town of Caledon concerning the property of 14687 Credit View Road, Caledon. Approved upon consent. Confidential staff report 2018-14 regarding a proposed or pending disposition of lands by a municipality, several town road allowances within Forks of the Credit Provincial Park, Dominion Street, Ward 1. Approved upon consent. We will now move to delegations, and I will call upon Mr. William Boyd to approach the podium to provide a delegation concerning the memorandum to Council regarding illegal transportation depots. Please note that in accordance with the procedural bylaw, you are provided with 10 minutes for your delegation.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, honorable members of council. I'm unaccustomed to public speaking, so you'll pardon me if I wander a little bit. We are currently dealing with an illegal trucking operation in the former Airport Auto Parts property on Airport Road. We have been dealing with it since October 2016. And gone through various things left, right, and center trying to get them out. We seem to have prevailed, but the jury's still out on it now. This sort of thing should not take a year and a half to do. There should be a mechanism somehow with the town that as soon as a situation starts where they start moving the trucks in, the town should be able to go in and shut them down. I don't know the mechanism for that, short of chaining gates or however they would do it. The other thing we're dealing with these transport yards also is they prepare the site for transport yards by bringing in large loads of fill. In the case of this particular yard, they brought in loads of fill on two separate occasions illegally, spread them out, changed the water table, changed the drainage on the property. Nothing was able to be done about it. They were warned, they were told to stop work, but then they continued in defiance of the town. There must be some sort of mechanism in place to deal with this short of, rather than going in and saying, hey, you can't do that, let's slap you on the wrist. There has to be something concrete able to be done. And that's pretty much all I have to say.
Thank you, Mr. Boyd. Does anybody have any questions? Councillor Beffert.
Thank you very much for your delegation. And I heard you ask, what is the process?
So oh, I know the process.
But what I'm going to ask the staff, if I may, through you, Chair, is there a requirement of any kind that a trucking company must get a permit before they start operating?
Mr. Gorder or Mr. Stavakos?
Through Chair Ennis to Councillor Beffert, there's the zoning, and that's a land use requirement that we'd have, but there's no permitting system in place at the municipality for trucking depots. So there's nothing for us to enforce on that level.
So what you're telling me is that if I try to renovate my basement and I don't have a permit, I can be shut down. But if I want to open a trucking terminal, that doesn't happen.
So it depends on what they're doing there. If they're trying to erect a building, then they need a building permit just like you would.
Right.
If they're coming in to, if they just start parking trucks on a land that's not zoned for that purpose, there's no permitting system in place to stop that. There's a zoning and there's zoning enforcement. And whether it's a permitting system or whether it's any town bylaw or regulation, it has to go through the court process in order to enforce. And that does take time. There's something called due process, and I appreciate that there's frustration about the length of time the courts take. That's beyond the town's control. That's set by federal, provincial requirements. But that's the process they have to go through.
May I ask, in this particular case that we're discussing, was the zoning such that you were not allowed to have a trucking company on that property?
So I can't comment on any ongoing enforcement matter.
I can just sense the frustration and need to know those answers. Thank you.
And we understand the frustration.
Thank you. Councillor Shaughnessy.
I, too, understand your frustration. I think that's one of the number one things on my list that I hear from residents is the illegal operations of trucking on agricultural land. But I would say to staff, he should have had a permit to move in the soil. Should he have not at least come, and did he come for a permit, or can we discuss that?
No operation like this is uniform. So in this circumstance, if there was illegal fill being brought in, there is a fill permitting process for that, not for the truck depot, but for the fill. Again, I can't get into specifics of an ongoing matter, but certainly that is one of the avenues when there is illegal fill being dumped. We go, the regulatory services goes through that process and lays the appropriate charges.
Okay, thank you, because if we're filling, well, the other big issue that Calden has is everybody's altering the drainage, and that's really key, especially in a lot of EPA zones, et cetera. So I think I know the one you're talking about, and it certainly is horrendous what's happening there. And unfortunately, these guys are tied because they can't speak about an ongoing possible litigation, which I'm guessing we're talking about. But just know that we care and we are trying to do what we do. And I do understand it takes a long time. So I just ask for a little bit more patience and just know that we heard you loud and clear.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor Thompson.
Yeah, Mr. Boyd, you're not alone. We've got this happening all over the town. Mm-hmm. And it's been a challenge. And once it gets into litigation, it makes it very difficult. We have to let that process go to follow through. But I know going forward in the town, especially with planning and the official plan, I think this is something that we're going to have to look at. We're going through an official plan review the next time around. And I'm thinking we're all looking at what are the possibilities, how we can tighten it down, because it's all over. It's just not where you are situated on Airport Road. Look around. It's happening, and our staff are doing the best they can. And it is. They buy 100-acre properties or 50-acre properties, and all of a sudden, you know, they start moving dirt and start parking trucks. And and they have no – the land's become so expensive down below. They're just coming up here because the farms are a bargain. And, you know, they have money then to – because they haven't got a whole lot tied up in real estate, so they can afford to go to court and fight us. Mm-hmm. So we have to change the mindset, and we also need a little bit of support provincial side too, to have our backs, because at the end of the day, we're a product of the province, and they got control of our planning right at the moment. But this is an issue that we're dealing with, but we have to get on top of. And I think going through the official plan, have the zoning in place, and have some protocols with it, how we can tighten it up. You know, we can't be Russia. You know, people are entitled to do with their property, but this is agricultural land, and that's what it should be for. There's certain areas whatever it's zoned for. I do believe your site that you're talking about is zoned for strictly an auto wreckers, correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct, yeah.
So going forward, I know we got some work to do, but thank you for your delegation just the same. But it's definitely an issue that we definitely have to figure out how to move, what we're going to do moving forward.
Thank you. As a supplement, there's a property at 15245, just down the street from there, that at one time got a variance to park one dump truck because the boyfriend of the woman who lived there had a dump truck. The last Google satellite I looked at, there's 7 dump trailers on the property. One and another and another and another and another. That's what you're dealing with. One person moves in and...
And it's unfortunate there's a lot of people out there. That's their living. They have one truck. They keep their properties neat. But all of a sudden now they're going to get penalized for the bad actors, and that's the unfortunate.
Well, background, I'm a 40-plus year retired truck driver, so I know what it's all about. I know how it works.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Thank you.
Thank you, Council.
Oh, just a second. Sorry, Mr. Boyd. Councillor Mezzapelli.
Thank you, Chair Ennis. Thank you very much for your delegation and sharing your concern. And certainly you've heard that it's shared with staff and council. And you probably are very well aware, but I just wanted to make sure and didn't miss an opportunity to share it. A memorandum attached with the agenda from staff addresses this issue on the process going forward. I just wanted to make sure that you were aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you were. Okay.
Yes.
So next steps and addressing
this. That's why I'm here delegating today.
Okay.
Because of the...
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. There are no other speakers. And I'm sure that this topic will be discussed when we get to the memorandums, because it is quite a lengthy and important discussion that needs to occur. Councillor Mezzapelli. We'll let him announce.
Welcome. Thank you. I will now call upon Myra Budd to approach the podium, provide a delegation concerning the notice of motion regarding public meeting request for potential sale of town land. Welcome. And please note that in accordance with the procedural bylaw, you are provided 10 minutes for your delegation. Again, welcome.
Hi, through you, Councillor Mazzapelli. I want to thank Mayor Thompson's staff and council for allowing me to delegate in support of the motion that a public meeting be held to discuss the results from the Town of Caledon ad calling for comments regarding the potential sale of town land at 15944 Innes Lake Road. I'm going to just read what I wrote because I don't want to miss anything. So if I start talking, it'll go further. As most of you know, I have created an online survey with respect to the sale of this property to get feedback from the residents whether or not they want the property to be sold, and if they don't, what they want to see it be used for. Before posting the survey, I tried very hard to get information on the property and found it very difficult to do so from both staff and council. With the information that I did have, which is a little more than what was posted in the public notice, I posted a survey. Having the results of the survey, it is very clear that the residents do not want this property sold. And I can only hope that council and staff will take this into consideration when making their decision. To date, there has been, I will talk off my list. You have a little bit of an older one because I get three or four a day and they're still coming in. So right now it's 108 submissions, out of which two said yes to the sale and 106 said no to the sale of the property. The people that filled out the survey had to put in their name, address, email, and an electronic signature to be able to submit the survey. That's 98.1% against the sale and only 1.9% for. About 80% of the ones that answered no want the property to remain green space or be used for a park for the residents to use, and absolutely do not want it to be used for development. I have also received a lot of messages and telephone calls, and I can tell you it's in the hundreds, from residents that felt very uncomfortable giving their names, and they're also against the sale of the property. A lot of them have asked me to make the survey anonymous. I said, I can't do that. They might say my relatives from Macedonia filled it out. So you know, people had to provide their address. And all this will be once before May 15, when the deadline is in, I will be submitting it to legal services just when I have everything with everybody's names. And people know that that's the only place that I will give the names is to the legal services at legal@caledon.ca. And most of the people that did answer that they want it to be a park or green space also suggested the property be used to build a skate park, picnic area for families, leash-free dog park, an amphitheater, more soccer fields, and a swimming pool. With all that in mind, I do want to say that the public notice that was posted in the local papers with respect to the property was really prematurely posted, as it did not have much information. You know, maybe if it was like a quarter of an acre, people would have said, okay, go sell it. If it's 3, 4, 5 acres, it's a totally different answer. So I believe that more information should have been provided with the size of property, what the property is designated as, and if it was to be sold, this is my suggestion and somebody else's, they gave it to me, what the money would be used for, and if it would stay in Caledon East. Not used by all of Caledon, but Caledon East. With that in mind, on behalf of the residents, I would like to ask that a community meeting be held with respect to the sale of this property, discussing the results of this survey, discussing the feedback the town receives, and town and council providing more information on this property. Thank you for your time.
Also, I just want to say to staff, thank you for making the accessible boardwalk on the wetlands bridge. Sorry, but nothing to do with this.
Thank you, Ms. Budd. We do have some questions of council. Councillor Downey.
Thank you, through you, Chair Mazzapelli. Thanks for coming, Mayor. I appreciate it. And thanks for doing the outreach work in your community. It's important. I just was wondering, because I didn't see the survey, like I see the information you provided. I'm wondering what information was provided to the residents before they took the survey, like if you created some kind of preamble.
Okay, so I only printed the actual survey part. I should have printed the top part. So basically I took the information that was in the public meeting. It was posted on there. It was actually from the original that had to be adjusted because it was a different title. And then I also did put that all of our opinion is important, no matter what it might be, because, you know, I felt that I don't want the sale of the property, but I don't do things for me, because when I put the survey out, it could have been, you know, 80% saying yes, we want it sold. So I wanted everybody to do that. So people that said yes, they didn't comment because obviously they just wanted. I did say I'm assuming that it's being sold to the developer. That information was not in the public notice, but I put in my survey, I'm assuming that it's being sold to the developer.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Councillor DeBoer.
Thanks, Mayor, for taking the time putting that together. And I know we've had some conversations, and I think going forward, as this carries on, I do want to make sure that there's more information for everybody, so that your survey and what you've done, I think, forms a good base to start from. But definitely looking to provide more information to the community. And I think when we get that far, when we have more information, then we should be providing that, and then we'll carry on. But at this point in time, we're still looking for comments. So thank you for taking the time putting this together and coming out today.
Thank you, Councillor DeBoer. There's no more questions. Thank you very much for your delegation, Ms. Budd.
Thank you for your time.
So the first item that was held in the consent agenda was staff report 2018-43 regarding Alton Cemetery fees for 2018. That for 2018, the town's operations associated with the Alton Cemetery be limited to completing necessary maintenance, instruments, and scatterings as requiring. That the fees bylaw be amended to add the following fees: cremation, interment, $282.50 inclusive of HST, full interment, $1,412.50 inclusive of HST, other services, cost recovery, including applicable taxes. This item was held by Councillor Shaughnessy.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I know this was a long road, you know, taking ownership of, or finally taking ownership of this cemetery. I have a couple of quick questions, or one comment. We're basically saying this is what we're doing right now, but I know in future budgets what we do is we add an amount of money to help restore old cemeteries. And I'm just wondering, is this precluding us to make sure that there's money in the 2019 budget that would help to cover off? Because this cemetery goes back to the early 1800s. And a lot of those markers are already 6 inches buried. And I just want to make sure that we're going to put something towards rehabilitation of the cemetery. So,
Through the chair to Councillor Shaughnessy, absolutely. Because we own the cemetery, for the 2019 budget, we'll definitely be in conversation with the Heritage Program and the funds available, and what we'll have to assess to see what needs to be done, and if there's any recommendations that will come through the budget process.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. And then the only other thing I had here on my list, because as a counselor, I too don't have a lot of opportunity to bring issues forward, but this issue of the cemetery has been a hot-button issue for the community, obviously, and the amount of money that we put into our budget. And there are residents who would like to have a meeting and discuss some opportunities, and I would just like to stay here now that I'd like to see a meeting established for the neighbor to the property who is most affected by this property in the very near future. And if we could get something done this week, I'd appreciate it, because I'm getting an awful lot of emails and we're not following up with them, and I think it's part of our process is to communicate with the residents. So I'm looking to just want to make sure we're getting a meeting with our most affected resident.
Ms. Gorder.
So through the chair to Councillor Shaughnessy, is that regards just to
the
operation of the cemetery? Because
no. It's the burials and the moving of the bodies and the retaining wall.
So to deal with the retaining wall.
Yeah.
Okay, then I will.
I know.
I'll lob this one over to my colleague,
sorry.
Mr. Wong. I'm quite happy to be able to do that.
Mr. Wong.
Thank you, Chair Innes. With respect to the retaining wall, the direction we received from Council was basically that we are to update our revised cost estimate. We're no longer doing a retaining wall. We're doing a slope so that we never have to replace a retaining wall in the future. And to do the revised cost estimate, we need to finish a stage 3 archaeological study, which basically is taking the top 30 centimeters off the side that's affected, and then looking at the grave shafts in order to determine how many reinterments we need to do in order to get that costed out. Once we have all of that costed, so the new design and the reinterments, we are coming back to Council to look at to obtain approval for the revised cost estimate and to proceed. I do understand that there has been a resident and the resident's friend who has been in contact with me in terms of setting up a meeting to discuss an alternative to this. I've asked the resident and his friend to provide me a quick written response or a written plan as to what they're proposing, because we have considered several different options. To date, they have refused to provide that. At this time, I'm not recommending that we spend our consultant's time, because they have requested our consultant be at this meeting until we actually get something in writing.
And I appreciate that, Mr. Wong, but I just can't understand how the town of Caledon can't have a meeting with a resident. I don't get it. And I understand why residents get frustrated with the town of Caledon, because I can tell you, if this was a regional issue, the region would pick up the phone and do the meeting in 2 seconds with me. And I think to take a half an hour of our time with the people most affected by what's going on there is really remiss of the town of Caledon not to to have a meeting. And so I'm saying here right now, I want a meeting with my resident, and if it at least just start with engineering staff and yourself, I would be happy with that. But I'm not satisfied with the town of Caledon not meeting with a resident on a very serious issue and a $350,000 bill, tax bill, or a bill to the taxpayer. So I'm bringing it forward, and I'd like to see that done, please. I'm not sure whether that takes direction. I'm not sure whether I need to make a motion. I never thought I had to actually advocate for a meeting for a resident.
I think Mr. Wong's point about the consultant and the costs associated with it, but I think that staff would probably, and I'll turn it to Mr. Galloway, would be willing to meet with the residents without
that
the consultant prior. Mr. Galloway?
Yes, through you, Madam Chair. I think Mr. Wong has indicated that the resident wanted the consultant there, and that's why the holdup in the meeting is because Council has given staff direction. So Mr. Wong is doing exactly what Council has directed staff to do. If the consultant is not required, I don't believe Mr. Wong will have a problem setting up that meeting. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Galloway. Appreciate it. I think we start with a meeting with the residents, and then we move on. If anything else is important, that would be great. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor DeBoer.
Thanks. So we're, I guess, heading into the cemetery business. Is there a desire to operate this similar to, and the one that I think of is the cemetery in Bolton, where it's fairly active and run fiscally sustainable? Is there a desire to head to that direction, or are we still trying to figure out exactly how this is going to fit within this organization?
So through the chair to Councillor DeBoer, I would caution you to say that we're in the business, please and thank you. However, what the steps have taken place right now is through Council's asked us to go through the abandonment process. We're in the process of having the land transferred to us. We will have to report back later in 2019, early 2019, for Council to answer exactly that question. So staff will do some research, provide you some information, and then Council will be able to decide at that point, is this something that you want to get into, or what other options are available? Because we are the property owners, we are required under the provincial legislation to honour any interments that must take place. That's the reason of the report. But we definitely will be bringing something forward in 2019 for your consideration.
It's not uncommon for municipalities to be in the cemetery business.
Through the chair, yes and no. So, of course, the legislation states if they are abandoned, they go to the municipality. The municipality always has the choice to decide whether they want to get into that business. They can contract that out. They can sell it. There's a number of opportunities for council. Some municipalities have decided, yes, they will operate cemeteries. Many have said no. So let us do that research. Let us look into that for you so we can have a fulsome discussion about that, and then you can make your decision based on that.
Can that come with a full business case?
I would, through the chair to Councillor DeBoer, let's put the information together, and you can decide yes or no, and then if you want yes, or if you want us to explore that, then we can do the business case, absolutely.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Councillor Beffert.
Well, I'd just like to, from my perspective, clarify that I think we're talking about two different things here. There may be some concern about a meeting with respect to a specific issue like the wall and those kinds of things, but I have to say that overall, the staff have not shied away from this issue at all. It came to us in Alton. I remember very clearly getting a call from a lady in her late 80s who was the only person on the board for the cemetery, really didn't know what she was doing or how to handle the books. And the staff did not shy away. In fact, thanks to one person in Alton who stepped up to the plate and did some work there, and the staff helped as well, getting some town's crew in there to clean, brush, and so on. But in addition to that, there were other cemeteries at the time where meetings were going on, not at the town, but between folks who are saying, what are we going to do with this cemetery? And our staff did put together some meetings. I know the folks from Knox United Church, and this there is a session, a part of it on this on the agenda for today, but they were brought to a meeting, and that included people from government, if you will, because even with the government, there's been a change over the last few years. They were tied into the government. Now they're arm's length from the government. And nobody knows who's who. But in all respects, you did hold meetings, and you did make the people at the churches feel good about at least what the process was. And so I'd just like to say that I think we're talking about two different things. And when it comes to a church reaching the end of the road when there are no further burials and they don't want to continue looking after it, I think our staff have been pretty darn good.
Mr. Gordon, did you maybe want to elaborate on the group that meets?
Absolutely. And thank you for your comments, Councillor Beffert. So last year, actually, as direction from Council, you asked us to meet with all of the cemetery boards in Caledon to discuss the issues, to do some information sharing, and we've done that. Actually, we had a meeting last week, I believe, with the group of them, and those discussions have been very fruitful. They've been very helpful, and you're absolutely right. There's different situations for each type of cemetery, whether it's active, whether it's not. And I believe last year we also brought a report explaining exactly that. So the conversation's open, and I'm glad to hear that you're hearing that it's positive, because I know the town's definitely benefiting from having those conversations. And sometimes they're tough conversations to have, but they've been fruitful and yes. So I've been a part of them, and I think it's definitely been a positive relationship from the town's perspective, as well as for the cemetery boards.
Thank you. Councillor Shaughnessy.
I was just going to quickly do a little bit of clarification. A lot of municipalities actually have control of their cemeteries, and I think they actually make money on them. but I think this one, and I'll just remind Council, it was from a 2009 heritage report, which specifically spoke to the fact that the elders of the community bought the land, did the cemetery. It was a police village. And through amalgamation in 1974, it became a Town of Caledon asset. But it wasn't recognized by the Town of Caledon. But it certainly was clear in that report. So it's an unusual cemetery situation where the Town of Caledon actually owned the land. It's different than other churches owning the land. It's a unique situation, but it certainly was a situation from 1974 that the Town of Caledon truly owned that land because through amalgamation. So a little bit different, and I just wanted to provide some clarity on that. Thank you.
Thank you. Seeing no other speakers, I need a mover and a seconder. Moved by Councillor Beffert, seconded by Councillor Shaughnessy. Yeah. All those in favor? Carried. The next item on the agenda is the Accessibility Advisory Committee report dated April 19th, 2019. This item was held by Mayor Thompson. Can I have a mover and a seconder? Moved by Mayor Thompson, seconded by Councillor Mezzapelli. Mayor Thompson?
Actually, one is just coming back to the motion, but when it was discussed here, and I guess I didn't realize there's nobody here that attended the meeting, but this is... I thought we had this resolved 2 years ago that this wasn't going to happen, and all of a sudden it's come to accessibility as a concern. And I guess what I'm going back is the staff aware of this? Because last time when we had the discussion, our town staff were involved with this.
Mr. Carter?
So through the chair to Mayor Thompson, what item specifically on the event?
So accessibility, so it's about the trans help for Caledon. And the reason is they were going to leave a status quo because we didn't have transit in Caledon.
Through the chair to Mayor Thompson, this item was discussed, I believe, at the previous TransHelp was actually at the Accessibility Advisory Committee at the previous meeting. The committee felt very strongly about adding it to the agenda again. So again, in accordance to their terms of reference, they're permitted to do that, and that's what actually drove the conversation, was the committee wanting to have a full discussion. Staff agrees that yes, they are aware of this item. However, this is their advice to you, and you can deal with it as you see fit.
Well, I held the motion back because I think this is something we need to discuss a little more, and I think we need to have our staff involved as we go forward with the discussion on this. Thank you. That's all.
So through the chair to Mayor Thompson. So you've held the accessibility. So this is just the minutes.
Yeah.
Did Mayor Thompson hold the actual resolution coming from there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so we can go from there.
So that's where I'm going. But I just wanted a little bit of background before
we
got there.
Gotcha.
That's
what
why I held it.
Councillor Groves.
So which one are we? Are we on the transit, public transit motion?
No.
Or
no.
The other one?
We're on the committee report.
Okay, I'll get on with the motion.
Okay.
Back on the board.
Okay.
Thank you.
Seeing other speakers? All those in favor? Carried. So now we're on the public transit service in Caledon accessible transportation. Whereas accessible modifications have been made to public transit services across Peel Region, whereas there are now individuals who are no longer eligible for Region of Peel accessible transportation as a result of changes to the eligibility criteria, whereas those individuals are now anticipated to utilize public transit, and whereas the Town of Caledon currently does not provide public transit service, now therefore be it resolved that until the Town of Caledon provides public transit service, the Region of Peel be requested to continue to provide accessible transportation to all Caledon residents with disabilities. I need a mover and a seconder. Moved by Councillor Grove, seconded by Mayor Thompson, and this item was held by Mayor Thompson.
So thank you. What I wanted to ask is, I see this motion has come forward, and I was just wondering if I could amend it, that we have our transportation staff work with the Region Appeal to, because I really think we're going to need our staff involved on this one, if we could.
So through the chair to Mayor Thompson, you can put any amendment you wish forward. Yeah. I know that at the accessibility meeting, staff did bring that to the accessibility's attention, that they're encouraging for the accessibility group to work with staff. But if you'd like a motion forward, I think that would be appropriate at this time.
I think it's appropriate to work with the Region Appeal on the Trans Help, just to cover it off. I know we're talking, but I think it's just better if the council directs so that everybody knows what the role is. I'm just trying to make...
So through the chair to Mayor Thompson, what I guess you need to what they're asking the motion or what the motion is saying to committee for you to consider is that that the region be requested to continue to provide accessible transportation. Yeah. So I guess the question is, rather than that,
I think we need to have a discussion with our transportation. Because we're going through this transportation study, and I think it's a miss if we don't.
So do you want it to say, an amendment to say, now therefore be it resolved that until the Town of Caledon provides public transit service, that the Region of Peel work with the Town of Caledon Accessibility Advisory Committee
I'm trying to work with Public Works staff,
and,
Eric Chan's
and
department.
Do you want both staff and the Accessibility Advisory Committee, or just staff?
I think just staff at this point, because they're just on the advisory role. I don't want to get them marred down to slow. I think it's really where I was trying to go with the motion is just tie, you know, also involve the Town of Caledon's transportation group what I wanted to do.
So you have an amendment?
Yes.
That the following paragraph be added, that the Town of Caledon transportation staff work with the Region of Peel regarding the Trans Help.
Yes.
So we'll add that?
Yes. That's all I wanted to do is just give some clarity.
Okay. Can I have a seconder? Councillor Mezzapelli? So now I'm going to clear the board because we're only speaking to the amendment.
Thank you.
Councillor Downey? Sorry, you're off. Councillor Groves?
Thank you. So I'm on the Transportation Committee at the Region. In fact, we have a meeting on Thursday. I certainly will be bringing this up at our meeting, and I know that staff at the region are quite aware of this. They've had conversations, they've had those discussions, and I can't see them not supporting this. So I will raise it at the meeting when I'm there on Thursday morning and continue discussions with the staff as the rep on that committee for Caledon. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Beffert, just to the amendment, please.
I'm just suggesting that in inclusive, that we put a statement that we send this motion to the Region Appeal with the highest of priority.
So through the chair to Councillor Beffert, once this goes through council, absolutely, that's, in my opinion, it's not required that it be sent to the region because it will automatically be sent out.
But I guess what I'm saying is I'd like them to know that to council, this is a very high priority.
Okay, so
I think normally we don't add anything like that, and I would suggest, Councillor Ruffin, I think having Councillor Groves ensure that it's dealt with at the committee on Thursday is probably the most appropriate, and she can speak with the clerk at the region to make sure that it's on the agenda.
As long as it's made clear, I think that's really important for the people that need this service.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So through the chair, to be clear, there is a service available right now for Town of Caledon residents. So I don't want any of you to think that there is not a service that available. The discussion, from what I understand, at the Accessibility Advisory Committee was the fact that, yes, that service is available in Caledon, but it's restricted to within our geographic borders in Caledon. There was some issue with the fact that if they choose to cross over to another municipality south of us, that's not permitted, whereas in the going the other way, if a member, someone from Brampton or Mississauga was to come to Caledon, that's permitted. So that was the issue, but this current service level is still remaining the same. So I don't want any of you to think that that's not happening right now. This is just, it's more about the trans health, what they are proposing that the committee had a concern with. So just to make sure that everyone understands that there is a service available.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Shaughnessy.
I don't think I have a problem with the mayor's amendment, providing that we're not watering down. So all you're saying, Mr. Mayor, is that we're still going to request it, but we're also asking that we have a discussion at the same time. I'm totally fine with that. Thank you.
Okay. Seeing other speakers on the board, moved by Mayor Thompson, seconded by Councillor Mezzapelli. All those in favor of the amendment? Carried. Now back to the main motion as amended. Are there any speakers to that? Seeing none, moved by Councillor Grove, seconded by Mayor Thompson. All those in favor? Carried. So now, Councillor Mezzapelli, could you take over the position of chair, please?
All right, the next item on the agenda is notice of motion. The notice of motion is public meeting request for potential sale of town land by Councillor Shaughnessy. That a public meeting be held to discuss the results of the Town of Caledon ad calling for comments regarding the potential sale of town land at 159944 Innis Lake Road by May 29th, 2018. Need a mover and a seconder? Moved by Councillor Shaughnessy, seconded by Councillor Groves. Councillor Beffert.
Thank you, Chair. Before we have other comments, I'm wondering.
Sorry, my apologies. This was held by Councillor DeBoer. My apologies, Councillor Beffert. Councillor DeBoer.
Thanks. I support the concept of having a public meeting and having public discussion on the use of this land. My amendments to the motion are through some of the discussions and the comments made by the delegation earlier, and that my first amendment would be that the May 29th be deleted and replaced with once the mapping and surveying is completed. That will give us more information and we will know then the size of the parcel, and we can also make sure that we have all the information with regards to what the topography and, like I said, the conditions and of the map once TRCA have had a chance to walk the property. That's so that there's more information, because one of the questions that I've had through the course of this is size and shape and everything else. So this will eliminate a lot of the questions that I've had to address so that we can get more information.
Okay, do you have a seconder for your motion, Councillor DeBoer? Mayor Thompson, to the amendment. Sorry, to the amendment, Mayor Thompson. Okay, so now we're speaking to the amendment, so I'm going to clear the board. Sorry, and if you want to speak to the amendment, Mayor Thompson.
Yeah, I'm in favor of the motion, but it was just the date, and I know we're trying to get a full story, and I think the public needs, I think all of us, even as council, like to have a better understanding on the whole thing, on what this is going to look like. And I'm just saying, are we getting ourselves pigeonholed with the date? And I understand because of the situation with council, but I want to make sure we get it right, and we need to have all the information so everybody understands what's going on. You heard from Ms. Budd when she spoke today concerning that she can't get all the information. Well, we don't have it either, so I really want to make sure we got the information before we go to the public, or the public's going to be upset with us.
Thank you, Mary Thompson. Councillor Shaughnessy.
I have absolutely no problem amending it. When I wrote this, I actually thought us as council members, and it was in camera so I can't speak to it, that we had an idea of what it approximately what it was, so the size of the land. So I guess I have a differencing opinion. But I do agree having the survey would be nice, and also having evaluation or whatever it was in the motion that we did coming out of that. I think what concerns me is I have no idea what the timelines are on those two items. So I don't know what we've done since that last public meeting, so maybe we could have an update on it.
Mr. Stavakos.
Through Chair Mazzapelli to Councillor Shaughnessy, there's a staking exercise that occurred with the TRCA on April 14th, I believe the date was, and generally surveys will take six weeks from there. So assuming the surveyor is on time, we're looking at the beginning of June.
Beginning of June?
Yeah, early June. Yeah.
Early June. Didn't we not ask for something else out of that? I can't remember what.
We did, and that's an additional 6 weeks following the survey.
So we got 6 weeks, and then we have another 6 weeks, so approximately 12 yeah. weeks. Okay. Okay. That's fine. So I think I do believe we do need all that information. My reason for doing this motion was the fact that the community was so upset that we went in camera before we spoke to them, and I was trying to rectify that situation. So I'm happy to amend. I would have been happy to talk to anybody about amending it. So let's amend it and try and get this back. Now I'll ask one more question of the clerk. Anything happening to do with lame duck? Does this fall within lame duck?
Mr. Gorder.
So through the chair to Councillor Shaughnessy, as you know, yes, there's certain restricted acts that council can take as of July 27th if council finds itself in a lame duck situation, and one of those is dealing with property matters, real estate matters. So that item would not be an item that council could deal with during that period.
Okay, so I have no problem with that because of what the clerk just said, so I'm great. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Groves.
Thank you. I can't remember when we had the public meeting. I thought there was a question to the developer, or the developer might have mentioned something about a survey, if they had surveyed the land to see what was developable. Am I dreaming that?
So through the chair to Councillor Groves, I don't imagine to know what your dreams are about. However, considering this is Town of Caledon land, no, a survey has not. That would be up to the town to do that work, and we have not done that at this time.
Okay, thank you.
Councillor Beffert.
Thank you, Chair. I think my question is the same for the amendment as it would be for the actual motion, and that is it starts off by saying that a public meeting be held, which denotes to me that there isn't going to be a public meeting. So I guess my question is, what is the normal process for the sale of land like this, and are we following it at the town, and how does it differ from what this motion says?
So, Mr. Stavakos?
Through Chair Mazzapelli to Councillor Beffert, the normal process is simply to have a public notice, which we've done. We've complied with that. We've gone beyond that to invite public comments, and we have that period's closing, I believe, on May 15th, I think, is the date. So the public meeting is optional. There's nothing that requires it, but there's nothing that says you can't have it either.
So should we be saying an optional public meeting be held?
Ultimately, that's council's decision. It's not a legal requirement.
I'm just trying to get at what is normal. A normal procedure would be to have a public meeting.
For most of our lands, we never have a public meeting. That doesn't prevent council from requiring it if the view is that has merit to proceed.
And that's what this motion does. Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Beffert. Councillor Groves.
So just to follow up on Councillor Beffert, and I understand, Councillor Beffert, where you're coming from, normal, but sometimes there are those things that are quite important to the community, and I'm just going to reference Canadian Tire. We went through that whole process, and we're told sort of the same thing. We were required to do whatever we did under the Act, but the community wanted a meeting because it was an important matter to the community, so I fully support this. because it is an important matter to the community. We saw that at the public meeting, how many people came out to that meeting. So I'm fully supportive of this, and I support the amendment as well. Thank you.
Councillor DeBoer.
Yeah, I just to come back to it is I support the meeting, and I think that we've demonstrated over the last 15 years that I've been here is that we've had a number of meetings and had community engagement on a lot of different projects that have happened here in Caledon East, and we've probably gone to the community quite often and quite regularly here. So this is just in keeping and continuing with it. I think there's just a couple of things that to make the meeting function properly, and I would sooner get it right than worry about trying to get it into deal with it before the lame duck. I would just as soon have all the information, if necessary, provide the information to the next council to allow them to make the full decision. But my goal here today is to keep things moving where the public participates in it and has all the information and continues what we've set out to do here in the past, and we will continue to do.
Thank you, Councillor Burr. There's no more questions. I'll just add my comments to end this. For me, I'm not terribly concerned with the timing. I'm concerned with getting fulsome information. The second point I wanted to make is the early part of the motion is sharing, and rightfully so, some of the comments that we've received today. But again, in the spirit of having a fulsome conversation, will there be information from the town side, like we're going to be talking about the size of the parcel, things like that, but will there be information shared from the town as to creating the fuller picture to have that discussion at that public meeting? Or is it simply going to be looking at the information that we've received today?
So through the chair to yourself, sorry, automatic, I respectfully ask you to maybe vote on this amendment, because I think that leads into the fuller discussion. So it's really up to council what they want, because this isn't a normal process. It's really up to council to decide what they want this public meeting to be about. Right now it's to discuss, from what I understand and how staff is taking it, to gather input from the community about the potential sale. If you want additional information or other things provided to that, obviously once the map is done, then we would be able to show exactly how big the property is, what the size of it is. But staff is open to taking any direction from council if you choose, if you want to provide additional direction to more information in regards to this public meeting.
Okay. Thank you. Spurred some other thoughts. Mayor Thompson.
Got back to the actual motion, but since you brought this up, Madam Clerk, you opened the door. What I'm saying is the survey, but I think what we need to look at is that whole campus area, because there was some suggestions of an amphitheater. Well, that hillside is gorgeous. It'd make a perfect one. And how would connect with the rest of the campus?
Mayor Thompson.
I know we're looking at a campus style,
Mayor Thompson.
I think that's something we need to look at the whole thing.
We're speaking to the amendment, so I don't know if you wanted to...
But she opened the door. She let me do it. It's the court.
Right, so we're just talking about the deletion of the date as the amendment. Councillor DeBoer, on the amendment?
Not on the amendment.
Okay. So did you want to vote on it, and then we can speak
I would
to
vote
it?
On it, because I do have an additional one that will probably satisfy the comment that you've had.
Okay. So we're going to vote on the amendment to the motion that May 29th be deleted and replaced with, quote, once the mapping and survey is completed, end of quote. Any questions? All those in favor? Any opposed? Carried. So now we're going to go to the motion as amended. That a public meeting be held to discuss the results from the Town of Caledon ad calling for comments regarding the potential sale of land at 15944 Innis Lake Road. Once the mapping and survey is completed. Okay, so that's the amended motion in front of us. Is it? I'm going to get the amended motion up there, and then we can open that up for discussion. Okay. So there it is, Councillor Shaughnessy.
I have a
Councillor DeBoer.
Thank you. I do have one further amendment to it to go into afterwards, and it's that the public meeting be utilized to gather public input regarding the potential uses for the land.
Do you have a seconder for your amendment? Councillor Downey? Okay, so we have an amendment that the public meeting be utilized to gather public input regarding potential uses for the land. Okay, any discussion on this amendment? Councillor Shaughnessy?
I have no problem with adding that in. I thought that's what a public meeting was about. It would be to discuss the land and what it was going to be used for and the value and everything. So I think that's what a public meeting is all about. But if Councillor DeBoer feels comfortable adding in this, it doesn't change the fact that that's what a public meeting is for. So I'm happy with his amendment if that makes him more comfortable. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Johnson. And I think the reason for that is because the motion specifically says have a conversation regarding the feedback. So I think I'll let Councillor DeBoer speak to it, but I think that's the intent. Councillor DeBoer.
Yeah, thank you. It is to make it abundantly clear that we aren't, in this case, in this public meeting, talking about the sale of the land, which is that's what the request is. But I think from a council and from my position, and through the survey that Myra had and the conversation that I've had throughout the community, we need to look at what the thoughts are about what the community wants or potentially could want on this site. And that should be what we should be looking at prior to the request of declaring it surplus. It's not surplus until we figured out that we can't do anything with it. So, you know, engaging with the community and the neighbors and friends that I have within this community and asking what they have, taking the survey, continuing from that, having the information, knowing what size the parcel is, knowing what the requests are, we could probably put some more information around all of that stuff and have a good, fulsome discussion around what the future of this spot is. Thanks.
Thank you. Mayor Thompson.
I'm not very supportive of what's said here because it isn't just the table land that, you know, could be a potential sale, but there's a huge chunk of land there that I think needs to remain in town hands, and I think it could be a very accessible park. And there we have a huge network of trails, and I don't want to lose the opportunity. And I, even if that table land, let's say, does go for sale, you want to make sure we got connectivity of trails, access for public use. And I think there's been a lot of suggestions on this paper that I think there is. This is a huge chunk of property, the little piece that's being discussed. But I think we need to look at the whole thing holistically, and that's what I'm really hoping we get out of this.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. So there's no further questions, so we're going to vote on the amendment that the public meeting be used to gather public input regarding potential uses for the land. All those in favor? Any opposed? Carried. So now we're going to go to the motion as amended, that a public meeting be held to discuss the results of the Town of Caledon calling for comments regarding potential sale of land at 15944 Innis Lake Road once the mapping and survey is completed, and that the public meeting be utilized to gather public input regarding potential uses for the land. Any questions? All those in favor? Any opposed? It's carried. Thank you.
Next item on the agenda is correspondence. Is there anything in the correspondence package that requires action? Councillor Mezzapelli.
Thank you, Chair Ennis. There's one sentimental one that popped out at me that I just wanted to bring forward. It was from a resident, Dan O'Reilly, regarding the potential for a commemoration of recently passed Bill Ray. And the discussion was brought up about maybe a park or something suitable. Certainly, Bill was not only a key and prominent figure in news for Caledon, but a longtime Caledon resident. And I'm just wondering, is this something that staff will bring forward and carry with them as we consider things in the future? I certainly think this is a fitting way to remember Bill. I'm not sure if there's anyone who could speak to that.
I was going to say Mr. Galloway.
Yes, through you, Madam Chair, to Councillor Mazzapelli. What I would suggest at this point is some direction from Council. Usually the research and then ultimately the naming of a facility of some nature and or something else that may commemorate an individual would be by Council direction. So my suggestion is if you wanted to pull this, I don't know procedurally, but you can certainly turn to Mr. Gorder on how that would get done. I assume it's just a notice of motion to direct staff to review the options and bring them back to Council would be my suggestion.
Thank you. And I'd be happy to do that as a motion. You're talking about a notice of motion, subsequent meeting, or?
So through the chair to Councillor Mazzapelli, you could do it at this moment if you know what there is. I believe, and I'll defer to my colleague, Ms. Tollett, I believe there is a park naming policy. However, if you would like us to take a look at that and see how this fits in and bring a report back, you could put that motion on the floor now, or you and I could work together and bring something forward to the next general committee meeting.
Okay, well, I think Mr. O'Reilly has kind of captured some of the potential ways, like of a park. He also mentioned facilities, things like that. I am happy at this point to bring it forward as a motion giving direction that staff explore these options as expressed in the correspondence and other ways that they feel is appropriate. I would just hate to see this correspondence come and go and without pulling it forward and doing something with it. So I'm certainly not suggesting that it absolutely must, but that it be given direction at least to consider. That would be my intent.
Okay, and Councillor Befford has agreed to second it. If you could just give me 1 moment, we'll get it up on the screen for you. So speaking to the motion that's brought forward, Councillor Shaughnessy, did you want to speak to that? Okay. Did you want to wait until it's up on the board? Or did you want to start the discussion?
Thank you. I understand the passion of Mr. O'Reilly, and I get it. And we've had a tremendous loss with Bill's passing, but I never thought of dedicating a park for him. I could imagine a journalism award. I could imagine some kind of community award. But I think we shouldn't be so narrow on our scope. I think we need to ask staff just to review options. I don't want people to be jumping on something so quickly. I think this takes a lot more thought. And there might be something that his wife might know better, what might be that speaks more to who Bill was as opposed to a park. I just don't see the connection there, but I'm open to suggestions and for staff to take a look at it. But I think it's too early to be speaking to his wife. I think that would be not appropriate at this point. But so what does this say regarding
that staff explore the options expressed by Mr. Dan O'Reilly in his correspondence regarding commemorative naming of a facility or park? Can't we just make it actually broader? Why don't you just say in his correspondence regarding commemorative naming with for Bill Ray?
Yeah.
It's more generic and broad.
Yeah.
Is that okay? Is that okay, Councillor Mazzapelli? Councillor Befford, who seconded? Okay. Councillor Groves, did you want to speak to this item? Or were you on the list for something else? Okay, Councillor Groves.
Well, I actually was going to pull this item as well because I don't see anything wrong with naming a park after him. We named a park after Bill Whitbread. I mean, that was when he was alive. We do have a policy because we just renamed a park as well, the Ruth and Richard Hunt Park in Bolton. It is a nice way to remember someone. It's there. It'll live on in the community for a very long time. But that's up to council. And I just want to point out with the facility naming, I think there's a difference between a facility naming and a park naming. There's a policy as well for facility naming, and there's a dollar value attached to facility naming. So I just want council to remember that. So thank you.
Councillor DeBoer.
Yeah, I too, like everybody else, was going to ask to have this held. I'm just wondering whether when this passes that the mayor could communicate with Beth to ask her what the best options would be, knowing that the Early family have a long history within Sand Hill and Caledon East, whether if it was a park or something like that, I would ask that it be considered here within Caledon East. But I think that it would be appropriate that the mayor reach out and have the discussion with her as to what her thought is. I even think of, you know, even a scholarship maybe with the newspapers in the town of Caledon jointly to somebody heading into journalism. There's a number of different options, and I think it's having the discussion with Beth to know what's best.
Thank you. So, seeing no other speakers on the board, moved by Councillor Mazzapelli, seconded by Councillor Beffert. All those in favor? Carried. Are there any other items on correspondence? Mayor Thompson.
We had a delegation on the illegal transportation depots, and I think there's a lot of the industry that is compliant. If they paid a lot to go through a whole costly process to be legal, and then there's others that they're having to compete against businesses that are there illegally. I think Mr. Stravalkos gave us a pretty good memo here, and I like to feed that back towards how, especially back towards planning and how we can start to implement some of this going forward, and especially with our zoning and also with our official plan moving forward.
Mr. Stravakos, or did you want, Mayor Thompson, did you want us to have some discussion on it? Because you've held the item.
I was going to hold the item, and I'm just telling you.
Councillor Shaughnessy, did you want to speak to this item?
No, I keep putting my name on
for items. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Councillor Downey.
Thank you. Through you, Chairness. I concur with Mayor Thompson. There's been quite a lot of discussion surrounding the illegal trucking depots, and I definitely receive a lot of concerns and complaints coming from the residents of Ward 2 and beyond, and as well from compliant members of the industry that live and work in the area. I do have a motion. I appreciate the memo that Mr. Stravakos has provided and the direction that he's given us. So I do have a motion to put forward. I can either read it.
Moved. I got it before me. Do you have a seconder?
Mayor Thompson.
Mayor Thompson.
Sure, I don't know what it says, but sure.
The staff be directed to prepare a report outlining an interim solution to proactively enforce illegal trucking depots, including any staff and resource requirements, and that staff be directed to investigate the creation of a municipal licensing bylaw regarding trucking depots as a long-term solution and report back to council.
All right.
I actually have a slight addition, a modification, in regards to staff investigating the role of the MTO in safety and compliance regulations. If you'd like to take 2 minutes, we can add it, or I can. I've scribbled it in on my.
Sorry, that staff be directed to investigate
the role of the MTO in safety and compliance regulations.
MTO safety and compliance regulations and the creation. I'll just make that change. Okay. So moved by Councillor Downey, seconded by Mayor Thompson. Councillor, sorry, did you have any other comments, Councillor Downey?
No.
Okay. Councillor Beffert.
Yes, I think this is moving in the right direction. I guess my big concern is that we keep saying that this will be dealt with through the official plan process, which is going to take a long time.
I know.
And what I heard staff say today, at least I think I heard them say, or I certainly heard the mayor say, what can we do immediately to provide some backing for our staff to go in and make a difference so that the people in the community see what's happening, know that the town is supportive. So I'm hoping that this will go along that road and that that's a direction for staff, that you come back and say, here's what you can do to help us, and we're prepared to help you. Thank you.
Councillor Mezzapelli.
Thank you, Chair Innes. Certainly support the intent of the motion. I always try to do my due diligence, and I'm reflecting this against the correspondence from Mr. Stavakos about the steps going forward. Previous in council, we talked about making sure we do it and get it right. Is there anything in this motion that is contrary to the direction that you're going to be going as suggested in your correspondence? I want to make sure we dot all our I's and cross all our T's. I understand and respect trying to get something in the interim. I just want to make sure that there is no cause for concern for the longer term solution. Are we going down a road here that kind of commits us against looking at all the options? I just would want to know, hear that advice before voting on this.
Mr. Stavakos.
Through Chair Innes to Council Mezzapelli, I think the motion keeps the door open to all three options that we're looking at. I do want to provide a little bit more information and also comment on something that's been said a couple of times regarding zoning and official plan amendments. In my view, this is primarily not an official plan amendment issue or a zoning amendment issue. Sure, there's maybe here and there some clarifications that could be implemented, but what we have here for the most part is, and why we've given the term illegal, is operations that are operating outside legal zoning, and they just don't seem to care about that zoning, and so it's an enforcement issue. There are other operational issues that would apply to both legal and illegal trucking depots, but fundamentally it's not a problem that will be solved by an official plan amendment or a zoning bylaw amendment. Tweaks can always be had with those kinds of things, and that should be part of our proper review of our official plan. But I don't view that as the way we need to go forward. What we are looking at is try to get a firm grasp on the scale of the issue. What we have is, and all municipalities have, a complaints-based process for bylaw enforcement. We don't go out and actively search all the town for any bylaw infractions. We simply don't have the resources for that, nor does any municipality have the resources for that. It's complaints-based. And so what we see in complaints may be a fraction of the issue. That's the risk that we run. One way to try to get at the full scope of the issues through satellite imaging, the 2017 data is not available yet, so we are waiting for that data to become available and do some pretty heavy work on that data with our staff to review it and see, you know, whether the scale of the issue matches up with the complaints or exceeds it. What we have seen from the complaints end is that we're looking at about 100 affected properties, but it might be more, it might be less. You know, we'll see that once we get some better data on the issue.
Okay, and thank you. And just to make certain and be clear, the answer to my question was this in no way limits the direction you shared in your correspondence about the fuller solution.
I believe this keeps all three options on the table.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Seeing no other speakers on the board, I just wanted to make my comments because representing wards 3 and 4, this is predominantly the number one complaint that I receive from residents and businesses. And it's extremely challenging, as mentioned previously by one of our delegations, by Mr. Boyd. It's a long process. And during that time, we're seeing our roads deteriorating because there's traffic on it that are not supposed to be on it. And we're seeing a loss in revenue and taxes because they're not paying the taxes that they're supposed to be. So there's a compounding issue. And while we're being reactive, once we do find out about these locations, it takes a long time to actually make something happen. So that is a concern. There's also been the concern raised to me by residents with safety because they can't walk up and down their roads because they don't have sidewalks and they don't have shoulders in some of these locations. And there's big, massive transport trucks going down them. Their children can't cycle along them. There's all kinds of safety issues. So I want to thank staff because I know that this has not been an easy task, and I know that it involves many departments and many people working together, including with the OPP. And I think that in the long term, this problem is only going to worsen. And while those that represent Ward 1, as example, may not see much of this now, I can tell you that as time persists and the population moves closer to us, this is going to start going into even some of our more environmentally sensitive areas like the Oak Ridges Marina and the Niagara Escarpment. So this is a big concern that we need to be on top of now for into the future. I'm going to support this because I think that we need to look at a long-term strategy. And I also think, we do have some good businesses in our community that have done things right. They've bought the right properties, or they've gone through the right process to rezone their properties. They pay the right taxes, and we need to be working with them and applauding them for doing the right course of action. And the only way to do that is to make sure that these illegal trucking depots or transportation depots are dealt with as efficiently as possible. So I applaud the short-term solution. I think that we need to look at some resources for this because it is a mounting problem. I think this report says more than half of the complaints received by bylaw are with regards to illegal transportation depots. And I understand that that's going to have legal ramifications and costs, so I look forward to that report coming back, being more fulsome, and then working towards definitely a long-term solution that is needed. So thank you for staff for looking into this and working on that committee, especially with our OPP and the Region of Peel and including everybody. So thank you. Seeing no other speakers, moved by Councillor Downey, seconded by Councillor Thompson. All those in favour? Carried. Councillor DeBoer.
I'd like to have the item of correspondence from the library pulled and directed to whomever in recreation is dealing with the expansion next door, phase 3-4, or three and phases 3 and 4.
Does that require a motion or destruction? Needs a motion? Okay. So moved by Councillor DeBoer, seconded by Councillor McClure, that the letter from Janet Manning, Chair of Caledon Public Library, be directed to Ms. Peggy Tollett's department for consideration during the phase 3 and 4 discussions. Yeah. Do you guys need to see this on the board, or are you okay with it? Okay, all those in favor? Carried. Councillor Shaughnessy.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to bring forward the request to present from Cornerstone Standard Responsible Aggregate from the environmental group. I know they've presented, spoken with Mississauga. They're dealing with them. They're starting to deal with CBC. TRCA's endorsed it. And I think it's gaining ground, and a lot has happened since they were here a number of years ago. So I'd like to bring that forward as a presentation. Thank you.
Okay. So moved by Councillor Shaughnessy, seconded by Councillor Beffert, that the Environmental Defense be invited to provide a presentation regarding Cornerstone Standard for Responsible Aggregate. Any other speakers? All those in favor? Carried. Mayor Thompson.
Sorry, Canada Post as well, or delegation. There's a lot of changes that are happening, and I think we've been, at least they want to come and talk to us this time, so I think we better have them.
So moved by Mayor Thompson, seconded by Councillor Downey, that the Canadian Union of Postal Workers be invited to provide a presentation regarding expanding postal services and postal banking. Councillor DeBoer.
This request came from the Canadian Union of Postal Workers, and I'm just wondering where management stands with regards to the Postal Service or whether they've given the role of telling us what the post office is going to do through the union. So I don't know whether the clerk needs to have some conversations with the management of the Postal Service before we head down this road or find out what exactly the organization is doing.
Mr. Gorder.
Through the chair to Councillor DeBoer, you put me on the hot spot here. It's really ultimately up to council to decide whether they choose to hear this delegation. I share your concerns, so you may want to reconsider whether this is an avenue that you'd like to explore through the union. I know previously that they've always requested to provide a delegation. I don't believe that council's ever agreed to do that.
Well, I would defer then this request until we find more information out and whether the mayor has made this point of suggesting that they do come out, or we've had a lot of changes, and whether we could make some communications through his staff to find out what exactly is going down before we
move on. So, Councillor DeBoer, are you deferring Mayor Thompson's motion, or are you referring it? Because if you're deferring it, then there's no discussion.
No, I'm referring it. I refer it to the mayor's staff to do some more investigation.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
You're going to defer it?
Sure. Defer?
Then there's no discussion.
That's fine.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Moved by Councillor DeBoer, seconded by Councillor Groves. All those in favor to defer? Hey, carried.
No worries.
Thank you. Any others?
I know the banking coming down is.
It's all done. So that's it. That concludes this afternoon's committee agenda. Thank you.